And I got something else to say.
It might have had sharks on Mars once upon a time.
This week on the Meteorological Report, it's the 32nd of April in Winnipeg. Frankie McDonald has your 2022-2023 winter outlook already.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we've got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
There it is. A little bit of lightning, a little bit of thunder.
Ladies and gentlemen, and things and such, and whatever you are, I am Joey Only. This is the Meteorological Report, the Meteorological Report. Comedy plus meteorology equals Meteorology. You're listening to us on CFIR 108.07 FM in Prince George and CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I currently have COVID. And still pretty sick, and I haven't even shaved in a long time. You can watch the unshaven, crappy version of this on my YouTube channel, Joey Only, the Caribou Weather Dude. I have several cameras going and several Zooms, and it's very confusing, and I'm just trying to make a radio show as best I can, and I'm out in the wilderness, and I'm sick, and things just aren't easy, okay? This is a show about how much the weather sucks in Canada, and suck it does indeed. I've had hail here all the time, thunder this week, and rain every day, and I can see convection out my window right now. It's spring in the Caribou, that's for sure. Who do I got on the show right now? Well, I got, of course, Frankie McDonald, as always. He's 38 years old. Happy birthday, Frankie. And we're glad to have you back, of course. And then we got Brandon Houck over in Brooks, Alberta. He's the radio voice there on 105.7 FM. That's the country radio station in Brooks, Alberta. And he's a weather geek, and that's what he does. He talks about weather a lot to a lot of people, to radio stations all over Canada, often, usually just Western Canada. Yes, he's Brandon Houck, and he's probably been on six stations already today, and then two more if you include this show when it gets released. It's the 28th of April, Thursday night we recorded the show, so it's a bit of a weather update and stories from across country and all that from the last week. A look ahead to what's coming in the next week. However, you know, the show airs in Prince George on Saturday at 10 a.m., so that's on the 30th, and then it won't be till the 32nd in Winnipeg. All you Winnipeggers, happy April 32nd. Welcome to the show. And then we got Imogen Cookie Bailey and Peter Galenko. Imogen, she's just starting off once again on her Ms. Muscle and Fitness competition to get on the cover and put to shame all those other wretched idiots who she's competing against. And Peter Galenko, of course, down in Virginia Beach. And we are going to talk to Imogen and also about her health supplement line that she started. And I could probably use some health right now. That's me dying. But first, let's talk to the weatherman himself, Frankie McDonald. Frankie!
The weatherman, Frankie! The weatherman, who?
Frankie!
Who?
I'm doing great so far. It was raining earlier today. Then cleared up. Now it's cloudy again in Sydney, Nova Scotia. The more severe weather headed for central states this weekend. It's going to bring lots of rain all across central states and places like this. In north central states and Great Lakes region, it's going to bring lots of rain. There's one system right after another next week. It's going to bring cold air, warm air fighting each other. Even the west coast is going to get lots of rain too. And there's going to be an active typhoon. It's the hurricane season Atlantic this year. Here, and I just released my winter 2022-2023. Forecast for North America. I mentioned Europe and Asia. It's going to bring much stormier than normal winter. More details to come. It's going to bring lots of dry weather in California. And La Nina just reverses collapse. That means it's going to bring really, really, really above average hurricane season Atlantic this year. It's been raining in Japan as of right now. And South Korea has been raining too. And India is in a dangerous heat wave right now in India. Australia and New Zealand's getting cooler. And South Africa's getting cooler, getting some rain. And some other places getting dry weather in South Africa.
Down in Argentina.
Southern tip of Argentina and Chile, they're in the storm, getting stormier there because their winter doesn't start till June 21st.
I guess it's turning into winter for Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, New Zealand's winter starts on June 21st. They're going to get lots of snow in Queenstown, New Zealand. in the mountains in New Zealand and all these places, the possible snow in Australia and things like this in Argentina and Chile and South Africa. It's going to be colder than average winter because it's going to bring a lot of rain in India this summer coming up. Right now, it's their summer in India. It's getting extreme heat in India. This is their summer right now. Once our summer starts, their summer ends. They get into monsoon season once we get into our summer. Where Jason lives in Australia, he'll be getting into winter soon. Where Jason lives in Australia, he's getting into winter soon.
Do you have any plans for the summer, Frankie?
His summer is over. His winter starts on June 21st. His season's the opposite of my seasons.
Very cool. But do you have any summer plans? Are you going to go to the water slides? Are you going to go camping?
Their season's the opposite of my seasons.
Well, what are you planning on for Canada this summer?
What do you personally want to do this summer? Do you have things that you want to do this summer?
Sydney Ripfest. Sydney Ripfest 2022.
How about the water slide? You look like you had a lot of fun on that.
Monica took that video. Monica Boyle took that video in 2018.
That's Brian Schmidt, who just turned up as well. And he's down in Portland.
Monica
Portland
Boyle,
weather uncensored.
Weather means that they're getting colder weather where Monica is at too, as well. It's for colder weather where Monica Boyle is at right now. And we know Janet from the Cape Breton Original. She's doing great.
Where's the warmest place in the earth, Frankie?
Somewhere in Southern Hemisphere as of right now, because Australia has a desert. It gets extremely hot there.
Yeah,
this is their fall of the year there. Their winter starts on June 21st. Then Death Valley, California is going to be the warmest place in the earth this time of the year. The hottest place in the earth in Southern Hemisphere is Australia somewhere.
In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica.
What were you going to say,
Brian? In Antarctica, it will soon be 24-hour darkness. Olivier was watching it. The Raptors game, but Raptors tried their best this season. And did you hear about that? It's still pretty cold out in Kukultuk. Probably get an odd heat wave now and again up in Kukultuk this summer coming.
Where's the smelliest place on Earth this year, this week, Frankie?
Somewhere in India or China or even Russia somewhere.
Where's the funniest place on Earth?
Don't know.
San Francisco.
What's the story of the hurricanes this week? Here comes the story
of the hurricane. It's going to bring much above average hurricane season Atlantic this year and below average hurricane and typhoon season in Pacific. It's going to bring a lot of hurricanes in Atlantic, Gulf Coast, East Coast, United States. And even up to even Ontario, Texas, and all these places. Hurricane Ida is now retired by World Meteorological Organization. It's retired Ida from the name storm list because it did a lot of damage to New Orleans on August 29th, 2021.
What about this one that you said was coming to Japan, Frankie?
Oh my God, in Japan.
Could be a possible typhoon heading for Japan.
What's the story on that?
There could be some typhoons in Japan this year, too.
Nice. Will they be shark infested?
Don't know yet.
The storm surge most likely will be.
Yes, and the reed timber is chasing storms, so you better watch out for large hail.
Good luck to your reed timber out there. Watch out for large hail.
It's going
to
bring lots of extreme weather somewhere in the world. That means an asteroid 2009 JF1 headed towards the planet Earth on Friday, May 6, 2022. It's going to bypass the Earth altogether.
What's the weather like in Ukraine this week?
The cold air, warm air fighting each other into a chance of showers and things like this. It's snow somewhere in Ukraine. It's going to bring in rain and sunny at the same time. It's unpredictable weather there.
And how about right there in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Frankie?
Right now, Sydney, Nova Scotia is cool out right now, but dry.
Where's the noisiest place on Earth this week?
Somewhere in China, somewhere, or even Russia.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
I don't know yet.
Who would you pick?
I don't know either.
That's concerning to me. You don't think it's the Maple Leafs?
It could be Maple Leafs. It could be the Islanders. It could be Maple Leafs. It could be Panthers. Or it could be Avalanche. It could be Dallas Stars or St. Louis Blues or even Boston Bruins. Or Sidney Crosby and Pittsburgh Penguins.
He didn't mention Calgary Flames there, that long list, eh? I didn't hear you say that.
Colorado.
Brandon's holding up a Calgary thing there. It's got Calgary stuff on it.
And,
what podcast you been on this week? Talk to us about your podcasting.
Reckless Aries Radio, that's one of them. And I was on the Ghetto Basement of Owen Gonzalez earlier before your show. And I was on another podcast called the Ghetto Basement with Owen Gonzalo, and I was on another podcast called Reckless Aries Radio and the Gary Dino Show and Ham Radio all the way in New York City.
How many videos did you make this week?
I just released my winter 2022-2023 forecast on my YouTube channel just this afternoon.
You think it's going to be a bad winter, Frankie?
I just posted on your wall.
Okay, well, we'll all find out right now.
Hey, everybody, here's my winter 2022-2023 forecast for the winter 2022-2023. It's going to be much stormier than normal winter with a lot of snow all across Northeastern United States, including Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, or even Georgia, or even Florida. It's going to bring much stormier than normal. It's going to bring a lot of snow because a lot of nor'easters will be heading up the east coast of the United States and the Great Lakes region of the United States. It's going to bring a lot of snow squalls because the lakes will be really warm in the air. It's going to be really cold. Polar vortex is going to be much stronger next winter in the eastern United States. It's going to bring a lot of snow from Colorado lows all across Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, and Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. It's going to bring lots of stormy weather in Texas. You're even going to get snow in Texas all the way down to Houston, possible. It's going to bring a lot of rain all across Vancouver, so snow in Seattle and Portland because of the atmospheric river headed towards Pacific Northwest. It's going to hit the West Coast. It's going to bring so much rain in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Winnipeg, Regina, Saskatoon. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia as well. It's going to bring a lot of rain in Los Angeles, California, and Victorville, California. And in San Diego, California, it's going to bring a lot of rain, including parts of Mexico and San Francisco. And all of California, it's going to get a lot of rain. It's going to bring a lot of mountain snow in California in the winter 2022-2023. It's going to bring a lot of snow up in Scotland, a lot of rain in England, a lot of wind storms in England, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. It's going to bring high winds and heavy rain. It's going to bring so much wind storms all across England, France, Spain, Portugal. It might even get snow in England, France, and Spain in the wintertime. In Portugal, in Germany, Denmark, Netherlands, going to get lots of snow there too. It's going to get lots of snow in Norway, Finland, Sweden, Latvia, Estonia, in Turkey, in Albania, Bosnia, and Romania. Is going to get a lot of snow in winter 2022-2023, including Ukraine, Greece, Turkey. Japan's going to get a lot of snow in winter 2022-2023, including Tokyo, Japan, Kyoto, Japan, Sapporo, Japan, Sendai, Japan, and Nagano, Japan, and Osaka, Japan, and surrounding areas. Is going to bring so much snow in Japan in winter 2022-2023. And India is going to bring cold weather as well. And China is going to get really cold weather. Mongolia is going to get extremely cold weather as well. And South Korea is going to get really, really cold weather in winter 2022-2023. And it's going to bring really dry weather in Thailand. Indonesia is going to get so much rain in Northern Hemisphere in winter 2022-2023. But Indonesia is in the Southern Hemisphere as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow all across Eastern United States and Central United States and Western United States. And in winter 2022-2023, even Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, PEI, Newfoundland's going to get a lot of snow. In Quebec and Ontario, in Yukon, Northwest Territories, or even Nunavut's going to get a lot of snow. In Alaska, and even Israel's going to get snow. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Libya, Algeria, Morocco, they're going to get some snow as well. Or even Pakistan's going to get some snow too. And Kazakhstan and those countries, they're going to get lots of snow winter 2022-2023. All across Eastern North America, Western North America, Central North America. Even Mexico City may get snow this winter coming up. In the winter 2022-2023. Much stormier than normal winter. Don't let your guard down. Keep your guard up for the winter 2022-2023. Make sure you have your shovels, snow plows handy, snow scoops, snow blowers handy, and salt trucks handy as well. All across North America, Europe, and Asia. South Korea may even get snow in the winter 2022-2023, including Tokyo, Japan, Sapporo, Japan, Sendai, Japan, Kyoto, Japan, and surrounding areas. best luck to you, Frank, though.
All right, you flood watch people. Here's Andrew Neville, the Poor Choices, Winnipeg's own Farm and Life.
River's running high this month of July. It's covering up the paths where the people walk by. Fields are flooded over, can't grow no grain. The farmer's pissed off, we got too much rain. People talk about the weather when there's nothing left to say, but it don't really matter to them day to day. But if your crops don't grow, the banks will say, we're coming next week to take your farm away. Coming next week to take your farm away. It's the hardest around. Your future depends on what comes from the ground. But if it ain't too wet, it's too damn dry. It just makes you wanna break down and cry. Ain't nothing in this life that's easy as pie. But if you live off the land, well, it's do or die. So you turn your own butter, bake your own bread, and you steal your own whiskey in the old woodshed. Steal your own whiskey in the old woodshed. Never drove no plow. I couldn't tell you how to do it, cause I don't know how. But as long as there's people farming all day long, I'll tip my hat and dedicate this song. Ain't nothing in this life that's easy as pie. But if you live off the land, well, it's do or die. So you churn your own butter, bake your own bread, and you steal your own whiskey in the old woodshed. Steal your own whiskey in the old woodshed. Steal your own whiskey in the old woodshed.
Okay, so this is unshaven, sad, broken Joey. I've just had, what a couple weeks I've had, man. Like, honestly, I had my truck break down, and then I had to hitchhike home, then I had to hitchhike to town, and then I had to buy my ex-wife's car, and then the mechanics lost my truck keys. I got stood up on, like, the first date I would have been on in, like, over a year. I got COVID, I had flat tires, I had quads getting stuck, I got poked in the eye, and like, it's just been one thing after another. Brandon, is there any relief coming on the horizon for me, for everybody, for spring, for Flames fans?
Tonight's forecast, we've got storms way out west, and that probably means you're all gonna die. Your 7-day forecast coming up right after this.
It's going to be May, starting next week. So it's going to be a brand new month, new start, everything, even for Manitoba too. They've been dealing with all this flooding over the last couple of weeks here. We've had significant rainfall last weekend, and we're going to get another bout of significant rain again this weekend. Some areas will get about 30 to 40, maybe even up to 50 millimeters of rain on top of the rain they had last weekend. And a lot of overland flooding, and we're watching the Red River Valley very closely over the next few weeks. And after this next very rainy system, there could also be some wet snow involved, but maybe some thunder. But I think the better chance for stronger storms will be stateside this time around. We're going to be watching the Red River Valley very, very closely for significant flooding, because as we go into next week, it's actually going to warm up, and they're going to get much sunnier and hopefully a little drier as we go into next week across parts of Manitoba. Now, the situation here in Alberta has been very, 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 very dry, especially here in the south. So we are dry as a bit of dirt over here while it's very wet on the eastern prairies. And we've even had some systems moving through here. We've had this kind of clipper system kind of meander around the last couple of days, producing that area of rain and snow through the Edmonton area, extending all the way up to Grand Prairie last couple of days. And it's still kind of rainy, kind of snowy up there. And we've even had some thunder showers, surprise little thunder showers popping up with a little bit of hail and grapple. All good stuff when it comes to springtime convection. And so that's been the situation. Meanwhile, we've had a few showers here in the south. I think we did have a few lightning flashes just a few nights ago, but nothing too significant. And we're going to stay above average as we go into next week with temperatures pushing in double digits and no sign of any significant precipitation here in this province as we get ready for the Brooks Bandits to take on the Spruce Grove Saints in the next few days for the AJHL final. Exciting stuff.
Hey, Joey, what is Russia's up to no good now. Russia closed the border to foreigners already. Nobody's allowed to get into Russia because Russia's getting worse. They're not even allowed to know freedom, not even allowed to speak against the government over there.
I've already told my booking agents in Russia I can't be playing shows over there anymore.
Why?
I'm like, story, banned. Besides, I got COVID. I don't even shave anymore. I have no self-respect. I don't belong in Russia.
But the Russia's in.
I smile too much.
Because Russia's at war.
A lot of countries are right now. I don't recommend traveling to Iran or Iraq or, well, really, if you're a woman, anywhere in the Middle East, it's just a bad idea.
I wouldn't recommend traveling to Canada. You're already here.
Yeah, I don't recommend traveling to Canada either. I'm actually looking forward to leaving eventually, truth be told.
What about Michael Sannikov? Is he in Ukraine?
What part of Ukraine
Michael is Michael Sannikov is still in Ukraine in Dnipro. And he's doing all right. I've been chatting with him and his buddy Anton. His buddy Anton is a software developer, really talented. I've been working with him, and they're doing all right. They're doing all right. Dnipro is much better off than Kharkiv, where they're both from. So they're... unfortunately, where they're from is very destroyed. They're making do and also figuring out some logistics, and they asked for my help with some stuff for sniper rifle optic sights, and I've learned about these other things, these Kestrel brand devices that are actually, they're somewhat like weather devices that track the wind, but they're used for ballistics for long-range snipers. So those are U.S. companies, so they need for their, they have purchase orders for a small company there that they need to get filled, so figuring that out. But they're doing all right.
Hey, Brandon, seeing as I'm too sick to care, maybe you could talk to us about British Columbia's coming forecast for the next week. And maybe also explain to everybody how you were able to give me COVID over Zoom.
Virtual COVID. I like it.
Whoops. That was my bad. Must be microphones. Going through the microphones lately. Okay.
Nailed it.
British Columbia has been actually quite unsettled as we go through throughout last week here. We've had multiple rounds of showers, multiple rounds of thunder showers, even down into the Metro Vancouver area and parts of Vancouver Island. It's had some of those little thunder showers popping up here and there and all over the place. So that trend's probably going to continue as we go into the weekend here. We will see everything settled down at night, and then as we go into the afternoon, once again, you get scattered showers. Looks like Friday afternoon, the 29th, we're going to get some scattered thunder showers once again through the BC interior with grapple, a little bit of hail. That will continue through into Saturday as well. We got a more intense little system coming in Saturday that will bring a little bit of rain from the south coast, maybe some snow showers to the interior section, and then we get a little bit of a lull from the unsettled conditions, and as we go into next week, we'll get kind of hit and miss scattered showers and possible thunder showers here and there across the BC interior. So a bit of an unsettled, coolish pattern that will continue throughout most of next week with a series of systems moving on to the Pacific coast. So acting a little more like spring in British Columbia, typical spring conditions for BC.
The same low pressure you're talking about in British Columbia has been heavily affecting the northern part of the Pacific Northwest with day after day of light rain. And after 10 consecutive warm springtime weather patterns, we're finally getting paid back. We're having all these days where it's 52 degrees and raining. Or, 11 degrees Celsius. So it's supposed to warm up a little bit, but this is kind of normal, having this cloudy, rainy stuff in Portland all the way till into June.
You know, 7-day forecast, and it just says sucks. You know, right there, you're looking at my cat, and there's Meowie. He's what he's looking at is another cat has walked by. I think its name is Peaches or something like that. He's this other male cat, and Meowie wants to, I don't know, fight him or make love to him or something. I'm not sure. He's just really upset about the fact that, and Peaches also walks with his owners the way Meowie walks with me. So there's some sort of, and Peaches used to live in our building. There's some sort of bit of a cat. He's given up on it. Some sort of a cat quarrel going on there. Okay. So that's that.
Do cats survive well out there in the Wells area? Or are there lots of predators?
Hey, mentioned I got something to say. Roger the Wild Child starting in another podcast that they're going to do, interviewing actresses and actors and movie stars.
Yeah, you mentioned we were talking about that earlier. It's going to be a good one. He's going to have a lot of variety of people to talk to, and I'm hoping that he brings Steve Hamm back because that guy's got a lot to say. Very cool resume is what I mean. Yeah.
And there's Meowie. He's back in the window. He's not letting it go. He's totally unimpressed. He was like, that was the 2 second. I think what he was doing was running to another window to see if he could get out there or something. So that's the story of Meowie, the very sweet little cat whose name is Meowie. Okay. Yeah. So Imogen Cookie Bailey, we got you on the show this week. And so you were just remarking before the show how many losers write you totally corny, crappy, bad tasting messages every day.
Oh my God. And
somehow we got off topic. I meant to say sorry.
Well, you're not sending them.
I'll try to. Okay.
I've never gotten any creepy, pervy message from you. I actually got one this morning. A guy sent me a voice message. It was 2 minutes. I'm not sure if he's asthmatic, but I will tell myself he's asthmatic. So it's not just old school heavy breathing. I think he's about 70, and it was weird and rambling. It started with him talking about a game show and then just got weird. And then it was just the, oh no, no, don't ever send me nude photos. I mean, yes, please, please. I would love that. I don't know you. Weird, weird, random guy. Sure. That's totally what I was thinking. How can I just send nudes to everyone I've never met?
Did you hear about that?
Well, you can. It just doesn't have to be you, does it?
See, that's my
just question. Leave them on a little bit that, and then that be like, hey, I really need help with my phone bill. Can you sell me some money? And then block them after you get a little bit of money.
And did you hear about that? Like at the military base, that means a restricted area. That means they can't take pictures inside a military base. It's a restricted area. David, you know, I just found it all from Chris Chittick. He's starting the podcast again in fall of the year. That's what Chris Chittick told me. Chris Chittick of the Storm Hunters, El Nino Storm Hunters podcast will be back in the fall.
So, Imogen, can you talk to us about Ms. Muscle and Fitness and the competition this year? You were doing it again last year. And you lost by one vote. That was the day that I slept in or something like that. So everybody out there, you got to basically go to Ms. Muscle and Fitness. Tell everybody how to find this.
Yeah, the address for it, the website, is just going to take me a minute to find and look up so I can relay it precisely because, you know, websites are all real specific and all that goodness. But yeah, Ms. Health and Fitness Magazine. Every year
MuscleandFitness.com/1278XHJ527.
Okay, it's not that complicated. Thanks, Hal. No, it's MsHealthandFitness.com/2022/Imogen-COO. They couldn't fit my last name. My last name is a mile long, so I got 3 letters of it.
What do we hear on the show win if you succeed?
My eternal love and appreciation. So it is voter based. It's anyone with the link, anyone clicking on it can vote once daily. Additional votes can be purchased. All money goes to the Wounded Warriors Housing Project, which is a fantastic organization for veterans. Veterans really don't get enough support, and the Wounded Warriors Project is there to kind of help provide what is missing. So anyone wanting to purchase votes, that's what it goes to. Otherwise, the one free daily vote, I'm happy that anyone's voting for me at all. I'm currently in third place. I did start off in first, and then I got bounced down to third place already. So I will be angry if I fall any farther. That would suck out loud. So
well, you know what happens is some of these people, they just sit there and vote again and again and again and again and again and again. And because I was in a contest like that once, and like it was most Canadian songs, CBC Radio, and it was like the Pack AD and myself and Gordy there from Tragically Hip, and then this other kid won who you know, and his song was terrible, but he just sat there. And see, the thing is, the rest of us were actually being working musicians out in the road playing music. And this was like the only thing this guy had.
It's unfortunately like, easy to cheat in those sort of things with VPNs. And then if you want to go more advanced with the, you can change your MAC address. So it shows as both a different IP address and a different device. So there's people out there that probably pay.
Yeah. There are voter services. Like I get and it's the spammiest crap you'll find. I've been inundated with you pay me, I guarantee you win. It's because they have like farms, right, of devices, and it's an industry. Cheating is an industry. However, there are ways that those votes are identified. There's patterns in how the voting is done, and there's certain routines. So at the end of, like, the contest goes on for a few weeks. The one that I'm in, it goes on for a few weeks. At the end, they do actually have they do actually review all of the votes. So at the very end, when voting closes, that's why there's a delay of however long. It's while they actually verify the votes. So the votes have to be validated, and the process of validation takes a while. The voter services, they exist. They're not something that it's not advisable to rely on those or to even use them. Like, I've been approached by so many, and I'm like, you know what? I know that these jerks are messaging anyone associated with the contest, and they're all saying the same thing. They're saying, you pay me, I get you votes. You pay me, I guarantee you win. No, you're not.
So if cheating is an industry,
yep.
If cheating is an industry, yep. Then if you cheat for free, then it's not really cheating, is it?
Well, everyone does get one daily vote for free, and it is all validated through a Facebook account. So unfortunately, if you don't have Facebook, you're not able to vote. That's how they verify that it has to come from a valid Facebook account. Otherwise, you're not able to vote because they can't confirm that you're a real person. So that's part of the process of validating the votes, is that when they see obvious fake accounts, and they're like, okay, this obvious fake account has voted for, like, you know, has been voting, all of that account's votes are now taken out of the running.
So, Pete, what we need to do, what I need to get you to do, is to create some sort of technology that can help circumvent these cheating safeguards that they have. So we need you to create some sort of a program or a package. And what we'll do is all the other competitors that Imogen's against, it will fry all their computers and the computers of all their friends and their children and everything electronic in their house. Do you have any kind of a program that might do something like that?
No, but I can get that. I can get that custom program probably, like, I could put a team together for you in a day.
To be fair, the top competitors right now, the top five in my group, I'm in a group of, I believe, 30. There are thousands of ladies in the competition. So they break us into groups of, right now, groups of 30. This round eliminates the bottom 15. Then the next round, I think, is like the bottom 10, and then the bottom 5, and then the bottom, or that, yeah, then it, so it's the top 15 move forward, then the top 10, then the top 5, then top 3. And then at that point, if you're not in first place, you do not go forward. Like, they get so many in it, and the top five right now in my group are, like, they're incredible. This is it's a rough competition. Like,
I hate them.
Yeah. I want their power. I want their votes.
And if
they work very hard. They're absolutely gorgeous. It's a hard contest.
They're shallow, stupid idiots. And you deserve it. And if you lose, it's not just your loss. It's all of our losses here at the Comedyrological Report, the comedy radio show about weather. I'm Joey Only. You're listening to us on CFRE 88.7 FM. And you're listening to us on CKW 95.9 FM over there in Winnipeg. Prince George, how's it going, everybody? Yeah, that's our show about how much the weather sucks in Canada. So you also got some supplements that you're... how do you start your own supplement business? What's going on with that? I checked into it. And I see that there's probably some stuff that I could use in there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
It's... Can set me up with some anabolic steroids. That'd be awesome.
I'll see what I can find. I'll see what I can put together. There's a lot of the stuff that you can buy like off the shelf at like Walmart. It's insane. There's like the weird kind of pseudo steroids that are only technically legal. I am amazed and confused by it. I mean, I get why people use it, but I'm still amazed and confused by all of it. But
in, I was in A&W the one day,
yep.
And there was a sign there that said, no hormones added to our beef. And no steroids.
Yep.
And so I said to the girl, I said, I actually like steroids in my beef. Can I get just some steroids on the side? And the look on her face, she had no idea what to say. It was awesome.
You broke her brain. It's
She's like 16. I'm totally straight faced.
That would disqualify me from any sports stuff, but no anabolic steroids.
I take that genius.
MK677 is some other stuff like that. There's some therapeutic and some peptides out there have therapeutic value.
Yep.
There are banned substances in the sporting world, but for certain health things can be good. But I'm interested to hear about what supplements you got, what type of ingredient blends you got going on. I got an entire drawer filled with supplements.
Nice.
Like 50 of them. I take a genius pill that turns you into a genius.
Yeah, you do.
Works.
Yeah. All of my products they're all made in the US. They're a lot of the ingredients, actually thinking over it, a lot of the ingredients are actually certified organic. Everything that I have, all of my ingredients, every component of it has been vetted. It goes through third party testing. So they'll take a random sample from the production line and test for things like contaminants, heavy metal. If any of the plant ingredients, I know I like my heavy metal in my ears, not in my blood. So
need a certain amount.
I will destroy my eardrums with metal concerts, which, by the way, is a big part of why I would love to move to the U.S. is because metal bands have a real hard time touring Canada. So the music scene across the border is just incredible. There are a few places I would love to go. Yeah, so heavy metal contamination can really bung up a production line because it, you know, if it's in the soil where your plants are grown, your plants are now contaminated. So you do have this, you've got this whole ecosystem of contaminants. So all of my products, I use third-party testing to make sure that everything is certified free of that. Most of the plant ingredients are in fact organic, and then there's stuff that's, you know, not plant organic, like, you know, if it's got a bovine origin, you know, stuff that gelatin, you know, we get that from cattle or pork, and that one not certified organic, but it's still pretty close. And a lot of the time with the organic testing, it's a technicality why things don't make the cut, but at the same time, like I said, all my plants are organic and at least half the ingredients fall under that banner, so extremely clean at the moment. I've got a couple different flavors of whey protein. I've got two coming down the pipeline that's going to roll out in the next couple of weeks. I've got vegan protein as well. There's BCAA's pre-workout mix. I've got a really super cool fat burner. That one's actually a little bit scary. Like that one, I low dose on that one for sure because it's kind of scary, but still super effective. And there's also a testosterone supplement that's coming out. So I'm developing a part of it is going to be focused on men's health specifically. So, yay.
That's about time someone did.
lots of money there. Smart.
So go to veneratsups.ca, V-E-N-E-R-A-T, venerate, it's like the karate, veneratsups, S-U-P-P-S-A.ca, veneratsups.
Veneratsups.
That's Imogen. We haven't really talked to Brian yet much, Brian. So what's new on Portland Weather Uncensored this week anyways? Anything funny come up? Any funny stories? Any weather stories? You already kind of alluded to the fact it's been raining and blah and boring in the West Coast. And that's much of what the West Coast is really about, isn't it?
Many of us have served long Facebook jail sentences. It's a blast, man. I mean,
Brian.
You look so happy, but we can't hear you.
Brian.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, so then I don't know if you were all aware that today that Facebook had a glitch where all the groups were sent back to their original starting posts. So every group you went to this afternoon showed the posts from the day the group started. So my weather group was showing posts from 2011 today. My bowling group, same thing. So there's a Facebook glitch going on right now. I don't know if they've solved it yet. I blame Elon Musk for this. You know, maybe him taking over Twitter, maybe he's got some coders. And, you know, speaking of the Ukraine earlier, there are more C++ coders there than anywhere on Earth. So there is a lot of knowledge in that area on coding. So there could be.
Yeah, that's why I'm working with people there, despite what's going on there, because probably a third of all the app development of any apps in your app store, a lot of the IT engineering is done by Ukrainians. They're one of the WhatsApp. Anybody use WhatsApp? That was founded by a Ukrainian. And IT engineering, web development, app development, you name it, whatever software engineering, and a lot of U.S. companies have branches there. And my favorite domain registrar, they're based in Dnipro, Kharkiv, and Liev. They're based in California, but a lot of their IT is based there. So it's internationally vital in regards to technology development. A lot of R&D for Oracle and Microsoft major companies happens in Ukraine.
And now, facts of nature.
And now, facts of nature. Ah, the chimpanzee. Looks cute, right? Wrong. If it's not hurling defecation at you, it's trying to tear your face off. So for God's sake, people, do not get one as a pet.
What are you doing to that poor mouse, Meowie? Some yummy mouse for lunch. He's a good boy, Meowie is. He's a good boy. Yeah, it's good kitty.
So I was just been wondering too, so Elon, when it's time for taxes, he has no money. But when it's time to buy Twitter, he's got $44 billion. What's he going to do next? Is he going to buy Facebook? Is he going to buy Canada? What do you think? Is he going to...
He's going to buy Amazon.
Going to start the Moonraker or something like that? Or
does anybody know Elon's net worth? Because I looked at the top 20 list yesterday. Does anybody have an idea how much money he has right now?
More than six.
He's got $219 billion.
That should be illegal.
Wow. So that blows the former leaders out of the water.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg is in 15th now. I recall Mark Zuckerberg being an upper top fiver a while back. But maybe.
Wow, he must be really suffering.
I remember back in the day, Carlos Sim was, and no one in the United States knew who he was, but he was. Now he's like 16th.
Zuckerberg has mangled Facebook, and with the weird arbitrary and retroactive changes to the policies, purging people like the okay, I was on Facebook since 2011, 2009, something like that. Like, it's been a while. My account was, the final straw that got my account deleted was a Simpsons meme. And the image itself was one that was used in the opening sequence of every Halloween special for the last 6 years. That's what got my account deleted, because it violated policy. I'd posted the same image before, not a problem. Several of my bans were for things. One of my bans was actually for a post that was 9 years previous. The policies had changed. They retroactively applied a ban, which in their own policies, they say that it says in black and white letters that they do not apply ban. Like, when they change policies, anything more than 4 years old is exempt. It's grandfathered. They may ask you to remove it, but it's not against policy because it's that old. However, I got banned for a post that was 9 years old, and it was, I could not contest it. There was no option for it. All of suddenly all of their options to challenge it were not working. but it's still counted as strike against my account. So Mark Zuckerberg can lose his place. He can lose millions and billions and trillions because of poor management of his own company.
The other pressing question we have for you down there, Brian, in your part of the world that we're all really curious about, and maybe you could offer some insight into the science behind this as well. Did Brittany Hurd poop in that guy's bed?
I was watching that. I like the way that he described that. Isn't it like a $50 million that he's suing for, and she's countersuing for $100 million, correct?
I'm not exactly sure. It's sounds like some rich idiots idioting around and having, can you imagine getting into a relationship with someone having it cost you like $100 million or something?
Yeah, I don't know how much Johnny Depp's worth, but that's a big, probably a good chunk of his money. I also heard that Canadian artist Avril Lavigne is worth $60 million at this point. So that's a pretty good chunk.
Why?
Yeah, I'm wondering that myself. Like, when's the last time she recorded anything? Or like, what is she doing?
Oh no, she's got a new album that came out in 2021, and she's marrying a guy from Toronto. Oh no, yeah,
Nickelback guy.
She's marrying Maud Sun, who is a kind of a pop punk guy. He's only like 5'5". He's barely taller than her. Covered with
isn't she marrying the Nickelback guy?
No, that lasted. They broke up in 2015. Chad Kroeger.
Oh,
and then she went to school around the time she went to school with
all these guys I knew. Like, so she's from Eastern Ontario, so am I. She went to school with these guys in Gananoque. I know my friend Landon, and they had this band Politics, and they were cool. I guess she was always like trying to hang out with Landon. She'd be like, can I come over and jam with you? And he'd be like, no, I'm busy. And then she went away for like a year and then came back and was super famous, and he still didn't want to hang out with her. So that's Frankie, how much money is everybody worth?
There's some people making stuff up about the net worth about me. It's not true.
Yeah, Frankie doesn't advertise. He doesn't monetize his videos on YouTube, and he has like 278,000 subscribers. So support the guy. I mean,
Did you hear about the new store called www.frankiestore.ca? That's Frankie Merch Store.
So check that out, everybody. Frankiemerch.ca. What's it called again, Frankie?
www.frankiestore.ca.
You can get your Be Prepared Frankie t-shirts, man. You can get your Be Prepared shirts. They're awesome.
The Be Prepared shirts, and now they have a new one, too, that says Get Your Chinese Food. That wasn't on the previous shirt line. So there's a more of a selection now. You're going to have to get one of those.
You should get one that says Get Chinese Pizza.
Chinese pizza. It's Italian, not Chinese. It's Italian. It's like if frankiestore.ca does sell Frankie shirts.
So I'm eating an orange right now. So what's awesome is when you have like 3,600 people on your friends list and then you get sick with COVID, then what you get is like 1,000 people writing you saying the same thing, like, make sure you take vitamin C and garlic. And I'm a first aid level 3. I spent a lot of my life like rescuing people and providing first aid. I worked at the safe injection site. I've seen people die. I've done CPR on people. Like, I got a pretty good medical understanding. I don't need 1,000 people writing me saying, have you thought about taking more garlic? Like, I know these things. I don't need your advice. Okay, man. So just so you know, but I am eating some vitamin C right now. Okay. You hippies happy?
Don't make hippies happy. What are you doing? Make your delivery guy happy. Order Domino's.
And for the facts about vitamin C, it's not fast acting for when you get sick, but it does shorten the duration and severity of colds and other sicknesses if you regularly consume or supplement with vitamin C every day. But if you just start supplementing as soon as you get sick, it doesn't have a statistical difference. It's important for the body, but it's more effective if you have lots of vitamin C throughout the years, according to the studies on that.
The orange just happened to be on the table, so I was pretty stoked about that. I was just like, yeah, I'm thirsty, and kind of, there's an orange. How awesome.
Perfect.
A health guru, which I am not. Can you give the kitchen? Although, probably I am compared to a lot of people.
Zinc does have the studies. If you just start taking zinc, which is in certain over-the-counter stuff for colds, it does have a statistical...
Take more zinc, kids!
But it does shorten and reduce severity of common cold and other stuff. Something to do with, I forget.
No, yeah, earlier you were talking about your week. Like, that was like you're having an especially bad week. I was like, that sounds like average Joey only to me.
It really does. It's the makings of a country song, but it has to be a really terrible country song. Don't do a good one with stuff from your real life.
I only knew, in my career as a country singer, I only knew how to play terrible country songs. It's all I was good at was not being all that good. I got a show next week, Thursday, in Osoyoos, which means we won't be able to make a show on Thursday. But I don't even know if I'll be allowed to go. It's like at a senior center. I mean, it pays extremely well, so I want to go. But I can't go to a senior center with mucus flying out of my face onto the front row. I've not even been able to practice because I can't sing a note if I wanted to right now. I'm like, that's not how you sing.
Well, it is if you're in a punk band.
Yeah, that's true. But
and in a punk band, you can throw mucus on the front row and they'll celebrate.
But I don't think that's what the good folks at Soyuz Senior Center and the District of Arts there were kind of looking for me. I think they were looking more for... that classic Joey Only Stompin' Tom attitude thing that I do where I sing about Canada and all that stuff. And there's still tickets available. Hey, I still got a seat in the vehicle. Who wants to come? Listen out there in Radio Land. Talk to me if you want COVID. Maybe come for a drive. No, I will not be going if I got COVID. That is clear. Unlike the people who gave me COVID, I'm going to stay home.
Can you tell us that story, how that happened?
Yeah. As I'm sitting in the truck with my workmate who's starts telling me that his kid is sick with COVID right now. I was like, we tested positive. He's like, oh yeah, yeah. And I'm like, what the heck, man? He's like, oh, it's okay. It's everywhere now. And everyone's exposed and it's not really a big, this is what he's telling me. And a couple days later,
when you have the flu, you're not supposed to go to work because as a general rule of respect and etiquette and blah, 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 don't bring your germs to work, whatever it is. Keep your damn flu.
It's basically assault. It's assault. You know that you're carrying a friggin' potentially lethal virus and you go to work and infect your coworkers. So I'm going to get well so that I can defeat Dave in single combat. I don't think I need to be very well to do that, though.
Well, I mean, if you got a hammer, you're fine.
I am the hammer. Up the staircase of my dreaded abode. We got children playing Sega or something.
Sega, that's old school.
Are you winning?
Yeah.
Say hi to Frankie.
Hi, Frankie.
Hi. How you doing? I'm doing great so far.
Hi.
Brandon, I had a question about the warnings. When they have the rainfall warning that you issued, I've been listening to your forecast. Is that normal protocol in Canada, a rainfall warning, or is that because of the flooding?
Well, for Manitoba,
only
it's
when it's raining.
So for Manitoba, it's mostly for the flooding. And plus the ground is still frozen. So you don't need a lot of rain, about 30 millimeters, and then it causes issues. So their ground is still frozen. And also the issue across northern Alberta is also the ground still frozen. So usually, typically for early rain situations, they will issue them for 30 plus millimeters. But normally, especially as we go into spring and into summertime, it would be more 50 plus millimeters. That's when they issue those rainfall warnings typically. So they would do that just because the ground's frozen.
Makes sense. We never have frozen ground here. I was wondering if that was why.
Yeah, that's why for mostly the prairies. They would not issue one for Vancouver for 30 millimeters of rain. I know that.
Yeah, because they'd be issuing it pretty often.
Yeah.
It'd just be like 1 year long forecast of misery.
Misery.
Oh, really? Like, I don't know how you guys do in the coast do it. It's just, I just, it rains and it rains and then it rains some more. I don't know how you do it. And then you're like laughing at everyone else. You're like, it's only raining here. You think that's awesome?
Well, yeah. I love rainy weather.
Especially those downpours.
You live in one of the driest areas, though, Imogen. Everybody around you gets a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the Coast Range rain shadow and the Olympic rain shadow, especially downtown Victoria. You go north of there, and the precipitation doubles annually very quickly.
And, yeah, Victoria is a very Mediterranean climate.
And the last year's Olympics in Tokyo 2021 is known as Tokyo 2020. No fans are allowed at all in Summer Olympics. And the Winter Olympics of Beijing 2022, only fans within China is allowed. No foreign fans allowed.
Well, we've come to the end of our show time, and sorry to everybody that I'm dumb and sick and funny looking, shaven and pretty uncharming and not necessarily good at hosting radio. And Frankie, how do we find you out there on the internet?
My Twitter is @FrankieMcDee. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald with a blue check mark public figure page. My Instagram is FrankieMcDee9K4. My TikTok is FrankDell9K4. My Clapper is FrankDell9K4. My Twitch is FrankDell9K4. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. My Snapchat is FrankieMECDON. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. And at FrankieStore.ca to sell Frankie shirts.
And I'm Joey Only. That's the Comedy Meteorology Show for you here on C 88.7 FM, CKUW 95.9 FM. You can find me on Joey Only, the Caribou Weather Dude. Find the video version of this show and just see how for yourself how terrible I am. Go to VeteranSups.ca for Imogen. And you can also check out MsHealthAndFitness.com 2022/Imogen Cookie Bailey, Imogen Koo. Find her on there and vote for her. You can go to Portland Weather Uncensored on Facebook. If you live in Portland, if you are uncensored, you can always meet Brian Schmidt there. And you can always find Brandon Houck on 105.7 FM in Alberta. You can find him on Twitter for a little bit longer until the new Twitter bosses ban him for, I don't know. I'm sure somehow you'll... Anyways, I think it's terrible. I think the rich are taking over, but that's what's new. What? The rich own something? Oh, what's new? The rich own everything? Oh, what's new? Okay, that's the show for now. Bye now, everybody.
Bye.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie!
And I got something else to say.